This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about utility bills, and we're talking about how there are these fees, and you should really pay attention to what you're paying for, because here's what happens. Somebody says, you know what, we just need this one little fee, and the people in the government float this, and they put it up for vote sometimes, and or sometimes they just install the fee. And these are friends and neighbors, or former friends, maybe current neighbors. And they just say, well, it's only 5 cents. It's only 5%, 5 cents on a dollar. What's the big deal? What, are you cheap? And these things go unnoticed. They happen in the middle of the night. If you seem to be against it, there's something wrong with you. It's like, well, you know, it's for the children. You don't want to deprive the children. It's for the school. So we need this little tax, and we'll just add it onto the tax bill, to your real estate taxes. It's only 2%. What's the problem? Well, it already costs about $11,000 a year per student between the grades of kindergarten and 12th grade to educate that child. I mean, it's outrageous what we're spending. So these fees just keep showing up. And let me just give you an example of our electric bill. Now, I actually called the utility company. This is the company that I ran for the board of directors for, okay? So I know probably a little bit more about them than the average ratepayer or the electric user or the cooperative member, meaning Laclede Electric Cooperative. They call us members. They say we own the company. That's pretty funny. But that's what they say. So the electric bill I'm looking at is for the total amount due. It's a big circle in the top of this bill. And it says, total amount due, $38.38. 38.38. And that's for electricity for a month. Now, the reason our electric bill is so low is because we generate our electricity with our solar system. We have a battery bank, and we have solar panels and charge controllers and inverter, and we literally sell current back to the utility. So we can use the grid as a battery bank, if you will. We can generate electricity, charge our battery bank from the sun, and if we have any extra, we use whatever. First, what happens is we use it. So if we're generating real time, we use it real time. If there's any extra, we charge our battery bank. If there's any after that, if the battery bank is full, we sell it to the utility company. So it's easier on our battery bank if we are connected to the grid. But at the push of a button or the throw of a switch, we can disconnect. So I don't want you to think that we are dependent on the grid. We are absolutely, positively not totally dependent on the grid. We are connected because I want to be, because it's easier on our battery bank, which is really expensive. But here's the hidden charge in this bill. That $38.38, you might say, boy, I wish I had a bill like that. Well, actually, our electric bill is not $38.38. It's $11.38. Because there's a fee that is hidden, and it's not written on this bill anywhere, for $27. And they call that an access fee. I call it a meter charge. When they put in those smart meters, they implemented this charge to pay for the cost of all these smart meters. And they slam us with $27 a month. So in this bill, it says total amount due, $38.38. Nowhere does it say of that, your bill is really $11.38 plus $27 equals $38.38. Now, how do I know? Because I called them up. I said, yo, I don't see anywhere the meter charge. They want you to forget that they're charging you for the meter. Now, they can probably get away with this a little more than another public service utility because this is member-owned. They say, Vinny, you own part of this company. And as an owner, I wanted to know something, by the way. I wanted to know, so how much are we paying the CEO and the VPs? It wouldn't tell me. So that tells me I'm not an owner. Because if I were an owner, I'd walk in there and say, listen, so which one of these file cabinets is the employee reviews? Which one of these? Because I'm going to sit down. As an owner, I want to sit down. I want to see, you know, who's working for me and how well they're doing and how much we're paying them. They won't tell us. So when they say I'm an owner, that's a joke, right? In my opinion. Okay. So what we have delineated so far today is that there are hidden fees. There's no question about it. And you can see it right on your bill. Now, here's an interesting thing that happened. So we know some farmers who have signed up for these government programs. Like, how would you like to have a water well for your cows? We'll pay 75%. So the government says they'll pay 75% of the cost of a water well and the water lines if you fence your cows out of the streams and out of the creeks and out of the woods. Now, the only thing you're going to need to do if you agree to that is pay your 25% share. And what do these things cost? Maybe $30,000, $40,000 for, you know, the fencing to keep the cows out of the streams, creeks, and woods and to drill the well and to put in a cattle waterer. It could cost $50,000. It could cost $100,000. But here's what happens. There's some farms that are pretty spread out, and there's no electricity where these cattle waterers would be. So what they do is the electric company brings in some power poles, and they set up the meters, and the meters measure the current for each well. Well, there are farms that have 7 or 8 wells. With 7 or 8 meters total. So what's happened is these farmers, you know, years and years ago said, okay, I'll sign up for that. You know, I'll only pay 25% for the cost of the well and the fencing. That sounds all right. And then the electric company decides later on to put smart meters in and gets charges the farmer $27 per meter. So how much is 7 or 8? How much is 8 meters times $27? That's $216 per month. That's not with electricity. That's just for the meter to sit there. Now, if you multiply that times 12 months for a year, that's $2,592. That's $2,600 for 8 meters to sit there without the electricity. So that guy that was the farmer who thought he was going to get a good deal and put wells all over his farm to water his cows rather than have them drink out of the ponds and the stream is now facing $2,600 a year just to have the meters. This is how we get lulled into the traps. Kathy, any comments?
You know, Vince, there's, like you said, they put all these fees on there, and we have a commission here, and every time they want a rate increase or they want to do something, it seems like they just green stamp it every time. There's never any pushback. And so I don't know the answer. I don't know how you can, if there's even any way to get any of this change, to get any of these fees off of there.
Well, the only way I've been able to figure out how to do it is to reduce everything. Reduce debt to the point where we have zero debt. We've had zero debt for, I don't know, since the 80s, in 1989, I think, zero debt. And so we don't have a mortgage. We don't drive new cars. We don't have car payments. We don't have private mortgage insurance on our mortgage note. We don't have a mortgage. You know, I drive an old jalopy. We have old tractors. We don't. If I went into the bank, you know, that we've been using for the last 17 years and I wanted to talk to the loan officer, they'd say, who are you? They have no idea who I am because we don't borrow money. So we have done everything we can to reduce our costs of everything. And that's all you can do, Kathy, because it's a big club and we ain't in it. We are not in the club that makes these rules. I mean, the mayor of New Orleans, she's jet-setting around the globe, and she says, you know, you have no idea how rough it is being black and flying. She says she has to fly first class, which is an extra $30,000. She got a free apartment, an expensive apartment that the city controls the use of. So she gets a free apartment, which is, you know, $3,000 a month. For this apartment in New Orleans, you get to jet setting around the country. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. That's really the truth of it. So all you can do is pay cash. Max's law, okay? Buy the best, pay cash, take delivery. Buy the best that, you know, the best value. Doesn't mean a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or a Lamborghini or a Maserati or whatever somebody might consider, you know, really, really fine. It means the best value. Buy the best value. Pay cash. That means settle the transaction right then and there. Don't go for the hidden fees of loan that are built into loans, the extra charges, and take delivery. That means you have possession and control of it. That's what you have to do with everything. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Max's law. That's a lesson in the book 5 Minute University. Kathy, here's something that we should probably talk about. And so there's this story. None of this is true. Okay? So the guy who just gets out of prison, and he decides he's going to walk a more straight line than he used to. And his name is Max. His last name is Greed. Max Greed. So Max Greed, you know, soon to become notorious, starts this company, and he sells spaghetti sauce. So it says on the label, Max Greed's, soon to be recalled, soon to be notorious, soon to be recognized throughout the world, spaghetti sauce. And then it's a red label, and then there's this bright yellow splash on there that says no sugar added. No sugar added. So Max Greed's spaghetti sauce, no sugar added. And then customer turns it over and looks at the label and it sees how much sugar's in it. And there's sugar in it. The customer's frosted. Does a little bit of research. Finds out who Max Greed is. Just got out of prison. He's trying to walk the straight and narrow, sort of. And he starts selling spaghetti sauce. But he doesn't make the spaghetti sauce. He has it made for him and put in jars for him. And so it's at a factory that makes spaghetti sauce anyway. But Max has the label that says no sugar added. And it's all true. Because the sugar is already in the spaghetti sauce. So Max doesn't add any more. That's where we are. There's nobody to call. There's nobody to protect us. And labels like no sugar added doesn't mean there's no sugar in it. It just means that whoever is putting the label on it isn't adding any sugar to it. So you can substitute the word sugar for preservatives. You could substitute, you know, no formaldehyde added. You could substitute it for whatever you want. It depends on who makes it and whose label it is. We're being lied to at every single turn.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and Jeffrey asked, what is the soap that I use to ward off rodents in vehicles and in the barn and in places like the garage and the shop and those kind of places? Coast, C-O-A-S-T, Coast Classic Scent, Coast Classic Scent. Our barn smells like it, so... you know, if we ever open up our barn, you'll say, smells like soap in here. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, do you want to talk about the items that we were discussing earlier about, like, the Great Depression and the rationing and really shortages that you can expect?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that.
Well, some of them, and I wanted to talk about this first because I think this is would help people. But back then, and I mean, I do this now, but people repurposed a lot of things. And I know that there's the story where they used to have the flour sacks and they would have a print on those and they would make dresses and aprons and tops and stuff for children out of those. But you know, there's a cotton shortage. Now, I don't know how severe it's going to be. I know Texas has got an issue. You know, Pakistan had a flood. India is not exporting their cotton. So people reused, like, sheets and towels. And if you have, like, anything with a large piece of fabric, you can, you know, take that piece and make something out of it. I really do that all the time. I find really nice sheets and shower curtains and regular curtains at thrift stores for like $2 and $3. And it's a huge piece of fabric. So if you're a quilter or you're a sewer or you need to, you know, make curtains or something, a lot of times you can find that there. And my mom actually made all my little doll clothes for my baby dolls when I was a little girl. She made those out of all, like, the scraps and old clothes. I look back, and there's a couple that I remember saying, oh, I had a dress like that out of that fabric. But, you know, Vince, people saved everything. They saved paper and buttons and elastic and string. I mean, I remember my one uncle had this big ball of string because he said there was times where you just couldn't get things like that. But, you know, Vince, I really think that the shortages, there's so many parallels when I was looking at what was in shortage back then. I mean, coffee, and a lot of these were rationed. So coffee, tires, rubber, even the cars. Now, one of the articles said that they made cars back then, they could only go up to 35. That was the speed limit because they wanted to save on gas. We were talking about that, you know, they reduced it to 55 at the one time. But even, like, sugar was a big thing. Fuel oil, meat was rationed. Canned goods, I didn't know canned goods were rationed, but they said canned milk and like, canned vegetables were rationed. You were only allowed to get so many. So, Vince, the way I can see it is that things were rationed because either they were sent to the military or they didn't have enough in the system, you know, to supply people. So obviously if they didn't have enough, then they had to ration it. But like butter was another one. Eggs was another. They said fabric was too because they didn't, you know, we probably had a lot of our own cotton mills, but I think a lot of the stuff transitioned into the war when back then. Now, I don't know if we'd ever get to that again, but there were just so many parallels to all that.
You're absolutely right, Kathy. In 1942, the federal government set up a rationing system, and purchases were limited. You just could not, if you had money, and maybe you could bribe somebody, but if you were just like, you know, just like the rest of us, if you obeyed the rules, you could not buy as much of many products as you'd like. They were rationed. Now, what were they? Well, sugar, as you mentioned. Coffee was rationed. Meat, fish, butter, eggs, cheese, shoes, rubber, you know, rubber products, and gasoline. And you are absolutely right about string. I know for a fact that my grandparents and my parents saved string. It'd be wound on a stick, and it would form a ball in the middle of the stick. Because you couldn't always get string.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Metal Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The judge overseeing the Musk versus Twitter trial wrote in her procedural ruling on Wednesday that she will continue to press for a trial, given the absence of any request not to do so, after Musk agreed again to buy the company at its original offer. Four Central California family members kidnapped earlier this week were found deceased by a farm worker in a rural part of the state on Wednesday. The man suspected of kidnapping the family, Jesus Manuel Salgado, was taken into custody Tuesday. More than 30 people, mostly children, were killed Thursday when a gunman opened fire at a child care center in northeastern Thailand. Afterward, the suspect went home, eliminated his own family and himself. On Wednesday, Crew Dragon carried astronauts into space for an eighth time with the fifth operational mission for NASA. This Crew 5 flight was commanded by Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman in space. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Keep
it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds. Straight.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about the first Great Depression. We are in the second Great Depression, in my opinion. There are not many people who would agree with me that we're in a depression. But if you look at it, what's happening is money is evaporating in front of your eyes. Everything is costing more. Things are hard to get. Kind of like the first Great Depression. The stock market was losing value very, very quickly. And Herbert Hoover was president in 1929 for one term. And the Depression was blamed on him. It was not his fault. He inherited it. He really did. And so there were Hooverisms, you know, Hoovervilles. And, Hoover, and Kathy and I talked about this in the past. Hooverville was a shanty town. And that's a term they used. It's a term my dad used to use. shanty town. And it has a town made of cardboard boxes and some wood and boards and anything that could be found tied together with string. And people lived in these homemade, constructed of discarded materials. That's how bad it was. And buying sugar and coffee and meat and fish and butter and eggs and cheese and rubber products, it was tough. You just couldn't get it. There were two things going wrong. One is nobody had any money. The second thing that was going wrong is because there was no money, there was no investment, and companies were going out of business. My wife's grandparents were in the building business. They built stone houses for people who worked on Wall Street just before the first Great Depression. And the way that worked is people would want to buy a house, and my wife's grandfather would build them. Real high-quality stone houses. Stone houses are the hardest to build. They're the most expensive. More expensive than brick. Because stones are not regular shaped. They're all different. So what would happen is customers would put a deposit on the house. The housing would begin. The construction would begin. And then, you know, you'd have the first deposit and then the second payment and the third payment and the final payment. And let's say there are four payments to build the house. And the building contractor would use the money from the customer, from the buyer, to build the house. What happened during the first Great Depression, October 29, bang, everything collapsed. So people had deposits on the houses. The houses were under construction. They were being built according to schedule. And the buyers ran out of money. Construction stopped. Because the money to build the house came from the buyer. If the buyer couldn't pay the contractor or my wife's grandparents, they couldn't finish the house. That's what happened. Houses were left not completed. So what did, you're probably wondering what my wife's grandparents did. Well, they sold their house, I guess somehow, scraped up enough money together and bought a farm in the middle of nowhere. And they were able to survive the first Great Depression by farming. Farmers seem to get by these rough times better than people who have jobs. It's the way it is. Nobody looks at farmers and goes, boy, I wish I could be as wealthy as that farmer. That never happens. You know, when you look at farmers, you go, geez, the guy's got old clothes, got old tractor, old car, what, 17 holes in his shirt. And he's got Hoover leather on. Hoover leather is, you know, when you have a pair of shoes that made out of leather and they have a hole in the sole and you put a piece of cardboard inside to cover up the hole so the stones don't go through and tear up your feet. That's Hoover leather. Herbert Hoover got really blamed for something that wasn't his fault. And he just wanted to let the market fix itself. And he wasn't allowed to do that. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, you said something before, and I think it bears repeating, is being out of debt. You know, there's such a good feeling for being out of debt. Now, I know that both people, or there are people that are not there yet, they're younger, and they can't do it. But as much as you can, try to be out of debt. It's just such a wonderful feeling, a freeing feeling. But you know, I was talking with Sharon earlier this week, and her and I, and probably you and your family too, Vince, and most of, I'm sure, the instructors, I have so much right now that it's very rare that I have something on my grocery list that I just have to have. I have so much that I've dried, frozen, I have in my pantry or my basement or my garden that I can make meals for a long time. Just yesterday, I was going to refill my basil container in the kitchen, and I went downstairs, and I couldn't remember whether I had any or not, but I have some I have to dry from my garden right now. But I opened up a jar that I had used with the vacuum pump, and it was marked end of 2019, and I thought, oh, this is not going to be any good. And when I opened it, there was such a suction that, you know, you could just hear that release. It was just as I just did it. So what I'm trying to say is you can, if you use like a food saver, a vacuum pump to get the air out of things, they will last a long time. So all my peppers that I'm drying, I'm going to do that very same thing. I'm going to dry them, and that way if I, for whatever reason, if I have a bad year next year, I can go over probably like 2 years now. I have so many peppers right now. I probably have 30 or more in my garden that I have to do something with here soon. But I am going to dehydrate them, and then I will have them. I won't have to buy peppers all winter long. And I guess what I'm saying is that that's one concept. So whether it's salt or, you know, peppers or salt, see what you can get now and try to project forward. How long in it, you know, can I buy a 25-pound bag of salt right now? What if it's not available? Like I said a few times on the program, that my mother-in-law said you couldn't get salt. And she was born in 1911, and she lived through the Great Depression, and she said they missed salt so bad. So, you know, if I have 25 or 50 pounds of salt, that's going to last a long time. That will help me, you know, make my dishes and my bread and whatever I'm cooking. So I guess, Vince, I just wanted to say that if you can stock your pantry with more than enough, or you can find deals right now at your garden or the store, farmer's market, try to do what you can, because we don't know. I mean, who would have ever thought the last 2 years we would have went through what we did? And you know, hopefully most people have enough money, but I would imagine with gas prices going up and utility rates going up and food prices really going up. I mean, my husband went to the feed store to get some things, and he said everything that he bought went up a minimum of 25% for earlier this year, earlier in the summer. So our dollar, you know, what we're getting from our dollar is really going down.
Yeah. Absolutely correct. Kathy, just put an exclamation point on what you said. For the campground, we restored an old 1941 era hay wagon. And ours is made by a company called Electric Wheel. Those are the guys who figured out how to electrically weld wheels back probably in around the late 30s, probably. And the modern wheels that we use today, they developed. So this hay wagon is pretty neat. But the wheels were rusted, and we needed to get four new wheels. So we got them, and we ordered them from the largest tire distributor in the country. Now, this is a company that sells them to those big box tire stores, Sam's Club, Walmart, and, you know, all the big tire stores. So it's a big company. And so we ordered four wheels. They did not have them in stock. They had to order them from the factory. So it looked like it was going to be about a week or more for the wheels to arrive. We wanted all the wheels the same. Okay, so the order's placed. We get confirmation. A week later, we find out that two of them have been canceled. So it looks like two wheels are coming. And then they arrived. We called and said, we ordered four. They said, yeah, they got damaged. So we reordered them for you, and it'll take another week. Okay. Well, we just got them yesterday. And they're different. They're from a different factory. They are a different wheel, and they're a different size. They don't match the other two. So I called them up and said, here's what happened. They said, yeah, it looks like somebody repackaged them and wrote the wrong number on the boxes. And so, yeah, you got the wrong wheels. So it's going to take another probably 2 weeks. So four wheels ultimately is probably going to take 6 weeks for us to get, between 4 and 6 weeks. So if you think that you can get what you need or want just because you can order it, doesn't mean you're going to get it. It flat out doesn't mean it. I ordered some things from Sam's Club for curbside pickup. Our son was going that way. I asked him to pick them up. And so he picked them up. And of the 10 items I bought online, you know, you click off, yep, and it's in stock, and you pay for it, and then you go to pick, you get the date and time to pick it up, you agree to all those terms and conditions, you go to get it, and only 8 of the 10 items are there. And they said, most so sorry, oh, we don't have 2 of those items. But the good news is, we didn't charge you for them. Now, in our case, when we go to Sam's Club for curbside pickup, it's like a 120-mile round trip. It's a big adventure. It's not just don't go into the corner and picking it up. 120 miles. Yeah, it's like half a day to go there, wait in the parking lot, have them bring it out. I mean, they're all nice and pleasant and all that, but they don't necessarily have what they say they have. And I think that's because they'll sell it to somebody else who's there in person before they'll sell it to you. Unless they go, you know, you order it and they may have it on the shelf. But that doesn't mean that someone is going to go and pick it off the shelf because you bought it right now and put it on your cart for you to pick up tomorrow. They're going to leave it on the shelf and maybe an hour before you're scheduled to pick it up, then they go and get it. So between the time that you buy it and the hour before you go to pick it up, someone else could buy it. And it seems to happen like on a regular basis. There's one other thing I want to talk about, which is amazing to me. And that is, I get these emails telling me that I've got things in my cart that I didn't buy from other places I've never heard of. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, have you ever gotten these emails that suggest that you have an order pending? So the subject line of this is, Ray, you have an order pending. And it was to me, and it's from a company called Full2Cart. And you click on it, and it says, hello, there's a guy there that is pulling on his shirt. It's a stretchy shirt. It's like a nylon stocking, but you know, it's a solid color shirt. This guy's pulling on his shirt, and it stretches, you know, twice the size of the shirt would be if you weren't pulling on it. I wouldn't want to buy one of those anyway. But it's like letting me believe that I have this item in my cart, and I absolutely do not, and I never heard of this company. You ever have those?
No, I haven't, Vince. I don't order a lot online. I mean, I do a little bit, just a few stores. I guess I just, sometimes I don't trust them. That's all.
Yeah. No, I don't trust these guys. I'm certainly not going to buy it from them. But I just wanted to mention that. What else do you have for us in class?
You know, Vince, I think that it goes back to really being aware of your prices. I'm reading over and over that people are going, they go through the checkout, it rings up wrong. Sometimes the stores honor it, some don't. Now, some are saying that they are not going to honor the prices that are, if they're not right on the shelf, because they don't have enough people to change the prices. Now, that's the latest thing I've heard. But I still think it's wise to look at your price. Almost every time I go to the store, I check my receipt, or I catch when I'm checking out. I look up, and if it's wrong, I know it in my head, or I write it down, and I have them correct it right there. So I really think that we have to be smart and make our money go as long as possible, Vince. It's just, you know, to me, we've been saying it, stock up. I mean, how would it hurt to buy, you know, 50 pounds of sugar? I mean, it's not going to go bad. You can put it in a, you know, like a bucket with, like, a 5-gallon bucket with a lid. It might get hard, but it's still usable. What if two or three years from now, it's either really expensive or we just can't get it?
Right, just like the first Great Depression, where you couldn't get many things, including flour and bread and sugar and salt and how much is salt? Well, salt used to be 17 cents for one of those round canisters. Now at the Chinese factory outlet, you can still get it plain and iodized for 54 cents. I suggest you get some, class. It doesn't go bad. It's already millions of years old. It really is. Kathy, I bought some flour. I bought a 25-pound bag of flour. First thing I did was put it in the freezer. Okay? And I bought it from Sam's Club. And it's the kind you make bread with. And, you know, worst case, we're going to make dog treats out of it. That's the worst case. But the best case is we're going to eat it. And, class, I think you can still make a loaf of bread for about 25 cents, all ingredients and electricity included. Take out the cost of the, you know, that used Goodwill or thrift store bread maker. I mean, you can still get one, probably for $25, make your own bread, learn how to make it, and I think you'll be delightfully surprised. You don't have to be dependent on the store. You don't have to go to the store every couple of days for bread. You can buy a 25-pound bag or 5-pound bag or 4-pound bag and make your own bread. But what we do is we put the bag in the freezer so it doesn't grow little critters, at least for a few days. And if it's the wintertime, you can leave it outside, you know, if it's in a place that's not going to get rained on or, you know, humidity is going to get to it, but put it outside, let it freeze. Kathy, do you do the same thing?
Yep, I do the same thing, Vince, and I really stretch my when I'm doing things like bread, because, I mean, a loaf of bread, even a loaf of white bread, I've seen it $2.79, $2.99. If you get like a multi-grain, they're $5, $6, $6.50, some of them, the better ones. So that just kills me. I won't pay that kind of money. I just make my own. And, you know, you can cut it in half and you can wrap it, like double wrap it, and you can freeze it. Now, it's not going to be as super fresh as when you first make it. But, you know, I even have like a little, it's called a panini griddle. And the harder bread that I make, like the whole grain, or even if it's the white bread, if it gets sort of hard, as long as, you know, you couldn't use it for fresh white bread. But I even, like, brush it with a little olive oil or butter, put a little, you know, put it on this panini maker. You can do, like, grilled cheese on it, things like that. But I just take the bread on there sometimes when it starts to get stale. And then if you want to put some garlic salt on it or whatever seasonings you want afterward, and it's really good. It's warm. I mean, you make good use of all your leftover bread, but it has to be a harder bread. It can't be real soft because it'll squish it down.
You know, class, if you're going to make your own bread and it comes right out of the bread maker, it's really tempting to eat that whole loaf. It can be done, I can assure you. And Mrs. Finelli keeps a watchful eye on the bread when she takes it out, because, you know, I just want to make sure it's safe for everybody. And, you know, have a slice with a little bit of butter. And I, you know, I want to make sure that slice was really what I thought it was. So I'll have another slice, and that can happen. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. See you next week, next Thursday.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.